forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Investors' anxiety over President Trump's tariffs are sending U.S. stocks even lower. We're seeing a more than 2,000-point drop in the Dow. More on the market, tariffs, and jobs in a moment. But first, a short time ago, we learned that a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to return a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Supporters in Hyattsville rallied in support of Kilmar Abrego Garcia as his lawyers argued in court today that their client had legal protected status in the U.S. but was unlawfully denied due process. The judge concurred. Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer, reacting a short time ago.
I want to say thank you to everyone that has helped us, that has supported us in fighting this, and we will continue fighting for Kilmar, for my husband.
The administration alleges Abrego Garcia is a member of a violent gang, though it concedes he was deported as a result of an error. Trump officials have been given until early next week to comply with today's order. Global markets are roiled by tariffs that President Trump defends as a means to making U.S. manufacturing more competitive. At a gathering outside Washington, D.C. today, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addressed the projected impact on the U.S. economy.
It is now becoming clear that tariff increases will be significantly larger than expected. And the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
Powell's focus on inflation suggests the Fed will likely keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged. On Truth Social, President Trump urged the Fed to cut rates. The president had no public event scheduled today, but he has been sounding off on social media, saying that his economic policies are working. More on this from NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben.
In one post, Trump says the communist leader of Vietnam told him in a call that Vietnam is willing to cut tariffs on U.S. goods. That's in response to Trump's announcement of 46% tariffs on Vietnamese goods. Separately, Trump posted in all caps that China did, quote, the one thing they cannot afford to do. That is, China announced retaliatory 34% tariffs on U.S. goods. And yet another post aims to pressure Fed Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates. Federal Reserve policymaking is independent of the president. Trump is at his golf club in Palm Beach, Florida for the day and will be hosting a private candlelight dinner at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Well, the big jobs report is out. The economy gained a much greater than expected 228,000 jobs in March. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.2%. However, official numbers have yet to reflect the full scope of DOGE-driven mass layoffs across the federal government. The Dow's closed down more than 2,200 points. This is NPR News. A boy in Kentucky died after being swept away by floodwaters. The first reported death in Kentucky from severe weather this week. WUKY's Karen Czar reports.
Officials in Frankfort, Kentucky say 9-year-old Gabriel Andrews was walking to his bus stop just after 6:30 this morning when he was swept away. Emergency crews began search and rescue operations. The child was found dead 2 hours later. Franklin County School Superintendent Mark Kopp said support services are in place for students, faculty, and staff.
We are more than a school system. We're a family at Franklin County Schools, and we share this loss together.
Kentucky remains under flood watches and warnings through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar.
A 97-year-old giant Galapagos tortoise in Philadelphia has become a mother for the first time. Here's WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
The four hatchlings are Western Santa Cruz Island Galapagos tortoises. The Philadelphia Zoo's Lauren Augustine says there may be more on the way.
Baby tortoises are adorable. Our tortoises here are about the size of a tennis ball right now.
The parents are Abrazo and Mommy, each approaching 100 years old. Mommy has been in the Philadelphia Zoo for 93 years, captured wild in 1932. Augustine says that makes her genes extremely rare.
The animals that come from the wild, we make the assumption that they're unrelated to the other animals in our population. And so genetically, she is unique. So she's incredibly important.
There are 44 Western Santa Cruz tortoises in captivity and only a few hundred in the wild. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Workday. Workday is an HR and finance platform for forward thinkers, dedicated to propelling organizations, workforces, and industries into the future. Workday, moving business forever forward.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanab to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, east winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, north winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashev, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashev, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, north winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain and snow in the morning, then rain showers in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the upper 30s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35 in the morning. Tonight, rain showers in the evening, then rain likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. North winds 15 miles an hour. And Saturday, rain showers likely. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a low tide at 12:40 a.m. at 3 feet 6 inches. A high tide at 6:51 a.m. at 7 foot. A low tide at 2:44 p.m. a minus tide of 2 inches. And high tide at 10 o'clock tonight at 4 feet 8 inches. Your sun rose at 8:04 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:26, giving us 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
And what do y'all think? This hour, should I do just a monumental acid rock or the hard rock? You know, the screaming and yelling and the distortion? No. I'm going to do light rock. We'll start out with Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere. After that, Foreigner with Waiting for a Girl Like You. Then REO Speedwagon with Can't Fight This Feeling.
Or a word we say, only in dreams could be. myself that I can't hold out forever. I say there is no reason for my fear, 'cause I feel so secure when we're together. You give my life direction, you make everything so
Up next, we have some John Waite with Missing You, and then Daryl Hall with I Can't Go For That. After that, Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes
Yeah, I'm here trying to figure out what I'm going to do next hour. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just getting everything together for that. What the heck? I got 27 minutes left to get all that together. I'm there. Paul Young's next with Every Time You Go Away. After that 38 special, Second Chance. I knew I played that a couple days ago, but I really like that song. After that, Daryl Hall and John Oates with Kiss on My List. That Second Chance, I worked it on the guitar. It's a great song. Here's Every Time You Go Away.
Every time you
Yeah, born May 26, 1948, Stephanie Lynn Nix. I'm going to play her stuff next hour, so don't go away. You'll know who it is, her nickname and all that, when we can probably figure it out. But until then, we have Don Henley with The End of Innocence, and Ambrosia after that with Biggest Part of Me, then Michael McDonald with I Keep Forgetting Time. Next hour is going to be a treasure.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I knew a place where we can go, still untouched by men. Sit and watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, let your hair fall all around you. Swords for this title, man, that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. Lawyers clean up all details since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know the place where we can go and wash away. This is the end of the end.
Yeah, I'm making a switch. I'm switching to a little bit of Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All. That's one of the finest light rock songs from the 80s, according to my research.
children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the